Thanks again for subscribing to my bookstore blog, Books Not Found in Your So-Called Christian Bookstore. So many versions, the 20th century English versions of the Bible, revised and enlarged edition by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck. So the conclusion of the Good News Bible, today's English version on page 197. In conclusion, although one might wish that a word here and there or certain verses had been translated differently. So you want a translation that you wish on, right? So it's like a genie in a lamp, right? Oh, I wish it was this, and I wish it was that. Well, it's kind of like the same way people pray to the Lord, right? It's like he's their genie in a bottle, or it's like he's their gopher, or like he's their butler. God, give me this. God, give me a job. God, give me a protection. God, give me, God, heal me. You know, all they do is make him out to be a genie in a bottle. Just like this translation. Although one might wish that a word here or there or certain verses had been translated differently, the GNB effectively meets the objectives of the American Bible Society set for it. That's right. They love the minority text, the 4% of nothing. Okay? Most of the criticisms leveled against it do not take into consideration the principles of dynamic equivalence and common language translation that constantly guided the translators. How sad is that? There are both gains and losses in this kind of a translation. Why would you want that? The GNB is an honest attempt, and then they say it's an honest attempt. But they tell you in the beginning to wish for something different. They tell you it's a dynamic equivalent, which is just based on what people think about whatever verses they chose from out of the minority text. The GNB is an honest attempt by skilled translators to clothe the message of the Bible in language that is simple, plain, and meaningful to modern people. Through it, the Bible has come alive to a many person who never has read it and never would read a version in 16th century English. Anyone who reads English can comprehend this version. A sentence from the preface appropriately asserts, "The Bible is not simply great literature to be admired and revered. It is good news for all people everywhere, a message both to be understood and to be applied in daily life." That's right, take any verse out of its context and apply it in your life today. That is definitely the mantra of the liberal agenda. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you here next time.